Hello and welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Search Consultant and Veterinary Recruiter, Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both companies and job seekers in the animal health industry and the veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary companies acquire top talent, while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about the Vet Recruiter, its mission and its philosophies, and what the Vet Recruiter does for organizations and also for candidates. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you for joining us.
Hello, Sharita. I'm glad to be here again today, and I'm excited to talk about the Vet Recruiter.
Absolutely. Now, we've discussed in previous podcasts, you know, how you decided to start your own recruiting firm. Can you talk just a little bit about the Vet Recruiter, you know, and kick things off for us?
I sure can. First of all, the Vet Recruiter is an executive search and recruiting firm that specializes in both the animal health industry and the veterinary profession. We are based in the United States, and we handle searches throughout the United States and Canada. We also handle select search and recruiting assignments outside of North America. We have done work in Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Asia, South and Latin America, and other parts of the world.
Okay, now Stacy, what specific areas does the Vet Recruiter focus on?
We specialize in a number of different areas, and all of them are related to each other. We handle executive search and recruiting in the animal health, animal science, animal nutrition, veterinary, pet products, pet specialty, and agribusiness industries. We pride ourselves on being the animal health recruiter and the veterinary recruiter of choice.
Now, is there a great demand for hiring in those areas?
Yes, absolutely. There was when I started in the profession more than 20 years ago, and there's even more demand today.
Okay, now what about the mission of the Vet Recruiter? Can you talk about that?
Yes, in fact, we have a dual mission in our firm. First, our mission is to help animal health and veterinary businesses acquire top talent that can help them increase their bottom line on a global basis. Second, our mission is also to help animal health and veterinary professionals gain career-enhancing opportunities that allow them to achieve the quality of life they seek.
So that dual mission is for both clients and candidates.
Absolutely. Ultimately, we do work for employers. Employers are the ones that hire us and pay our fee to handle the search. However, we also make it a priority to help professionals within the animal health and veterinary space. We want to create the perfect match so that the situation is a win-win for everyone involved. We don't force people into animal health jobs or veterinary jobs that they're not a good fit for. We want our clients to hire animal health and veterinary professionals who are a good fit and who will contribute value. And we also want the candidates we place to grow their career and enjoy working at their new employer.
Now, what about the philosophy of the Vet Recruiter? Does your firm have a philosophy in regards to how it actually goes about achieving its dual mission?
We do, and I'd love to talk about that. We help our clients and candidates through the building of long-term relationships. That is our main philosophy and our main approach. We do this in a few different ways. Those ways are through trust, professionalism, and results. The best way to describe these ways is to work backwards. The first part is results. Everyone wants results. Our clients want results when they hire us for a search. Our candidates want results when they entrust us with their resume and tell us about their job search and career goals. Everything comes down to results, and when you provide those results consistently, you brand yourself as someone who can provide them. People gravitate towards those things that produce results, especially on a regular basis. Then we strive to provide those results in a professional manner. For us, that means confidentiality, which is something that we've discussed before. We provide confidentiality for both our clients and our candidates because that's something that both of them want, and it's essential to our process. And then all of this leads to trust, which is the most important aspect of any relationship. If the animal health or veterinary employer or a candidate knows that we will provide results on a consistent basis and do it in a professional fashion, with a high degree of confidentiality, then that employer or that client or candidate will trust us. And trust forms the basis of long-term relationships. If you don't trust the other person or vice versa, then the relationship is not going to last very long.
Now, does the vet recruiter have any other philosophies that you'd like to talk about?
We do. We also have a philosophy for using an animal health recruiter, or what should happen when an organization decides to hire an animal health or veterinary recruiter to help them fill a job opening. Working with a good animal health or veterinary recruiter should result in hiring the best person for the position, not the best person looking for a new position.
Okay, now what's the difference between those two? Is there a difference?
Yes, there is a big difference. That's because the best person looking for, say, a veterinary job or animal health job might not actually be looking for a job. Once again, that's the difference between an active job seeker and a passive candidate. More often than not, the best candidates in the market are gainfully employed, highly regarded by their current employers, and they're not actively looking for a new position. When you work with a top animal health recruiter or veterinary recruiter, what you're gaining is access to the best candidates. More than likely, an organization does not have access to all of those candidates, and that's why they hire an animal health or veterinary recruiter firm like the Vet Recruiter to help them.
And the fact that the Vet Recruiter focuses on building long-term relationships, that helps in that regard, right?
Yes, it does. We consider ourselves to be on the front lines of the employment marketplace. We talk with hundreds of professionals in the animal health, animal science, veterinary, and pet products fields. When you're on the phone that much, you know who the best candidates are. You also know what the top employers are doing. That kind of information is valuable for both animal health and veterinary organizations and candidates. Not only that, but by building trust with top animal health and veterinary candidates, we also know what their career goals are, and we know under what conditions they would make a move. Then when an opportunity comes along that meets their requirements, we're able to contact that candidate and present the opportunity that they've been waiting for. Employers have not had time, nor have they built those relationships, because they're focused on running their own business. They don't have the chance to present their opportunities to great candidates who have been waiting for it. It's a lot like putting a new roof on your house.
Okay, how is that the case?
If you needed a new roof on your home, would you attempt to do it yourself, or would you hire an expert roofing company to do it for you? It's the same with regards to animal health and veterinary recruiting. Should you attempt to do it yourself or leave it to the animal health and veterinary recruiting professionals? We think you should leave it in the hands of professionals who will do all of the legwork for you, freeing up your time to do what you do best. And employers should spend their time on what they do best, which is running and managing their animal health or veterinary business. And they should leave the recruiting to professionals who are experts in the search and recruiting process.
That makes sense. Now, what are the sizes of the different organizations that you work with to fill these important jobs, you know, in the animal health industry and the veterinary, you know, industry?
We work with companies of all sizes. They include Fortune 100 companies, mid-sized companies, and startup ventures. In fact, we have helped to hire entire departments within startups, and I can tell you that's a very exciting thing to be a part of.
Now, I know at the beginning of the podcast, we talked about the fields in which the Vet Recruiter operates, but what about the specific organizations that hire you to help them? Can you discuss the types of employers that you work with?
Of course. As you might imagine, we work heavily with animal health organizations. These include pharmaceutical and vaccine manufacturers, biotechnology companies, medical device companies, and pet nutrition and pet food companies. We also serve companies involved with food safety diagnostics, pathogen control, and animal safety. There is also the feed supplier side of things, which includes feed ingredient companies and feed manufacturers. And of course, we can't forget genomics and genetics companies, emerging technology development companies, and veterinary hospitals and veterinary pharmacies.
Okay, that is a lot of industries. Wow. You know, you mentioned earlier in the podcast that you also work to fill openings outside of the U.S. Could you elaborate a bit on that?
Absolutely. Like I mentioned earlier, in addition to completing search assignments in the United States and Canada, we have also worked across Europe, Asia, and other parts of the world. As I mentioned before, employers want results. We pride ourselves in helping our animal health and veterinary clients locate and hire the best talent for their specific needs. We also pride ourselves on providing the results that our clients want, no matter where we have to go to get those results.
Now, what about the specific animal health jobs and the veterinary jobs that you place people in? Can you shed a little bit of light on those as well?
We handle animal health recruiting and veterinary recruiting at many different levels, including the executive and management levels. We also handle sales and marketing roles and research and development positions, otherwise known as R&D, as well as regulatory affairs, quality assurance, professional services, and pharmacovigilance. We have placed board of director members in the animal health pharmaceutical industry. We have handled searches at the C-level, including chief executive officer, chief commercial officer, chief operations officer, chief veterinary officer, and chief scientific officer. And of course, we place veterinarians and veterinary specialists. We place them in both corporately and privately owned veterinary practices and in industry.
Now, we've talked before about the different ways that the veterinary recruiters are paid for their services. We've talked about contingency versus retained. How exactly does the vet recruiter fit into that discussion?
The vet recruiter offers several options to animal health and veterinary employers, including retained search, contingency search, and then a model that is basically a hybrid between the two. The model that we use depends upon the nature of the search, the needs of the organization, and the relationship that we have with that client.
Now, what else can you tell us about the vet recruiter's services?
We place people not just on a direct hire basis, but we can place them on a contracting basis as well. With a contract position, that means a person works for an employer for just a specified amount of time, usually a matter of months, and then they move on. While we provide that service, the majority of the placements that we make are direct hire placements.
But there's no fee to the candidate, is that correct?
That is correct. I want to reiterate that there is not a fee to the candidate for the vet recruiter services. The employer pays our recruiters fees for the services that they render during a placement situation.
Now, Stacy, as we wrap up this podcast, you've talked about the importance of passion before. I know we've discussed the vet recruiter's mission, its philosophies, and its services. But what about your passion and the organization's passion? What is it that the vet recruiter is most passionate about?
Sharita, we are passionate about three main things at the Vet Recruiter. Those things are to solve problems, to help others succeed, and to make a difference in the lives of people. This business is all about people and all about relationships. And that's why we strive to build long-term, long-lasting relationships with people in both the animal health industry and the veterinary profession so that we can help them to achieve their goals, no matter what those goals might be. At the Vet Recruiter, we are very pleased with what we have been able to accomplish in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. We are proud that we have been able to work with thousands of people in important animal health and veterinary positions with hundreds of organizations, and that our placements have resulted in win-win situations that have provided tremendous benefits for both our clients and our candidates.
Stacy, thank you once again for sharing this wonderful information with us today.
Thank you, Sharita. I look forward to our next podcast.